broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 5th. In the year of our Lord, 2019, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring up all kinds of issues on this program, all kinds of problems, all kinds of difficult situations, but you will never find us bringing up a problem that we don't provide a solution for. That's one of the key trademarks of Liberty Roundtable Live. This is Solutions Radio. We will not bring up problems that there are no answers to. You could say, well, your answers are always too simple, Sam. Your answers are always just, you know, life is more complicated than your answers admit. And you know, you're just a simpleton. You don't, every answer you bring up is always the same. It's always God, family, and country. And it's always life, liberty, and property. And how come you always go back? Because those are the answers, folks. Because it is more simple than you think it is. I get it that life's complicated. I get that to extract ourselves from some of the problems that we face, it's going to be a road to hoe. I get all those things. I also get that God's in his heavens. And I also get that we, the people, are the most resilient people the world has ever known. And I also get we live in the greatest country on the planet. And so I get that it isn't as easy as we think in many ways. But I also get that it's easier than we think. And you know what? What do you say? You eat an apple a bite at a time? You're taught in IT, and by the way, I make a living in IT. You're taught in IT, one of the biggest things you do is you divide and conquer. You take a complex series of things with seemingly no good answers and no way to solve it, and you take a little piece of the onion. And onions are layered, right? And you do a little piece of the onion. You don't worry about the rest of the onion. You just deal with that little piece. And you solve that. You divide and conquer, and you take little teeny problems, and you solve one of them. You provide a solution. You conduct an experiment. You provide an answer. You change this. You do that. But we have the greatest guide for liberty ever, the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. That's our guide, full of the checks and balances. The founding fathers were brilliant. The grand old experiment has been declared successful when we obey it. You say, well, Sam, it's not successful now. It's running off the rails, for crying out loud. Yeah, because we're not obeying the principles. That's why we teach principles, and we expect people to govern themselves. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Our website, libertyroundtable.com. Live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. Incredible columns we publish from time to time as well that are thought-provoking, to say the least. And most importantly, all of our content is free. But man, if you believe we provide value to you, then double down and provide value to us, would you please? Every penny you give us will be used to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. Every penny you give us will be used to promote news the networks refuse to use and tell the tale, the sacred cause of liberty, everywhere we go. Every penny will be used to grow our presence as the new media takes on the old guard media, as we challenge their control, their gatekeeping control of what we see and hear and learn and understand. We're challenging that every day. And you know what? We've got day jobs to support our families, so we're not begging for your money. But we are telling you, if you believe we provide news that's valuable, then double down and reciprocate, would you please, so that we can grow. LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on-demand radio free. Donate if you have the heart to help. How's that? All right, now, on Saturday mornings, I always do the quick recap. And it takes a whole hour to recap, but we 6-day recap the previous week of news, just showing you how relevant our news really is, how on target, how focused we really are. Whenever there's a story, we bring up a different viewpoint on the story than anybody else does. Oftentimes we bring up stories they don't even have the guts to touch. All right. So last Saturday we did what we're doing today. News the networks refuse to use, Liberty Roundtable Live Week in Review. It all starts now. So second hour on Saturday, a week ago today, we talked about more and more laws are treating a fetus as a person, and they claim that a woman is being treated as less of one, as states charge women with a multitude of crimes. The New York Times, what they call an editorial opinion. Now, I don't get how it's an editorial opinion from a board that claims they're all about the news, the who, what, when, where, why of a story. Why are they doubling down in an opinion piece, huh? Because they're a whole lot more opinion and a whole lot less news than they want you to believe. That's why. I've uncovered their secret, huh? Yes, it's true that fetuses are being treated more like people. That's wonderful pro-life news. It is not true that women are being treated less like people. And if that's true, we got a due process discussion, not an abortion or a women discussion. It's a due process discussion for all of us, and it's worth having. Speaking of that, the Boy Scouts are on the verge of declaring bankruptcy. Well, because they just took off the word boy, and they started admitting girls and gays and lesbians, bisexuals and transgenders, and the list goes on of the perversions in the Scouts these days. And all the good Christians left that organization. It's sad they're about to, you know, hit the big old BK, but what do you expect when you turn your back on the values that the Boy Scouts have had for so long? The Boy Scouts used to be an incredibly wonderful organization. Sad to say it's no longer the vessel of morality and stability for boys that it once was. Angela Merkel, quote, nation states must give up sovereignty to the new world order. Is she off her rocker? Has she lost her mind? What a nutcase. She's a globalist, folks. I stand in defense of the greatest country on the face of the earth, the United States of America. Does that make me a nationalist? I don't think so. Because I believe the states are sovereign. And our federal government has some sovereignty delegated as well. It's called dual sovereignty. It's the most unique form of government ever devised among man. I believe inspired by the Almighty for the protection of his people until the Lord Jesus Christ comes. Right? So I'm not giving up sovereignty to some global agenda that doesn't have the idea that we look to God, not government, for solutions. I'm not doing that, Angela. Sorry, sis. Why don't you embrace the supreme law of the land and copy our Constitution and apply it with its replete with its checks and balances and its brilliance in your country, huh? I'll give you a copy for free, sister. Donald Trump threatens to close border if Democrats won't give him the wall. Well, it's been a week and he hasn't done a single thing on closing the border. They're just still at the same spot, stuck on stupid, aren't they? I believe we could open the government, and we could keep a lot of the government closed forever, as far as I'm concerned, rather than play games with what they call essential or non-essential government services. Why don't they look at the supreme law of the land and say, look, we're gonna fund all constitutional services, and everything else that's unconstitutional, we're never, ever, ever going to reopen. What about using the supreme law of the land as the guide? You think that might be an idea? But no one's talking about that but me. We like to say we're addicted to our phones or an app or some new streaming video service or show or something like that. We like to, you know, but you know what? Addiction is real, folks. Believe it or not, for some people, tech gets in the way of daily functioning and self-care. I know for some of us, that's hard to even understand or believe, but it's true. And they say if you're the parent of an adolescent boy, you likely know what Fortnite is. For the uninitiated, it's a computer game, a video game that can be played on game consoles, videos, systems, phones, computers. Anyway, the shooting game is taking over American boyhood, if you haven't noticed. And it's disaster, folks. It's a last man standing game, and it's highly addictive. Anyway, there's even starting to sprout up now addiction centers across the country helping people deal with their addiction to technology. Well, I'm telling you right now to set down your phone. One of the greatest ways to learn how to manage technology is to say, I'm not going to just aimlessly use technology. I'm not going to waste hours and hours and hours. I'm going to use technology legitimately for a purpose. If I have a reason to pick up my cell phone or my smartphone and do something with it, I'm going to pick it up and do that, and then I'm going to set it right back down again. And I'm never going to let it replace day-to-day life. I'm never going to let it replace real relationships. I'm never going to. And so I went out last night with a couple of couples. It was a delightful time. We did not pick up our cell phones once, none of us. Yeah, it was a joyful experience. We spent time with one another. We talked, we laughed, we cried together. It was just phenomenal. Work on those relationships and teach your family, your children, to do the same. And if you say, I don't know where the lines are, take a media fast for a month. you'll start to be grateful and figure them out. I'm just telling you right now, this is Solutions Radio, baby. All right, we talked about a nativity scene restored after council vote. So you got government restoring nativity scenes. That's phenomenal news. And one of the things on this program you'll hear about is whenever we find a good news story, we celebrate it. We do the best we can. And even when there's some negative stories, we try to put a positive viewpoint on many of those stories. Not always. You got to be real. You got to understand our situation. But it's critical to do that. All right, that's a recap of what we talked about last Saturday on the radio alone. The recap of the previous week, and then that was the second hour I just covered. On Monday, we had a great broadcast as well. On Tuesday, well, I should say this. Monday was New Year's Eve day, so we were live. Tuesday, we took a break. We took a break on Christmas and New Year's Day. Spent time with our families. Remember, it is about God, family, and country on this program, right? So we do not do a Sunday show. It's all about God, and we take a day off, a day of rest. So we are live 6 days a week, and we talk about God, and then family, and then country. And, you know, we oftentimes, even on holidays, spend time with you because we consider you our extended family. We love you. We're grateful for your dedication to the cause, to our show, to the efforts of promoting liberty, of celebrating God, family, and country, and protecting life, liberty, and property. You know, we're grateful for all that, huh? All right, well, anyway, so Tuesday we did not have a show. We did a rebroadcast of a previous show. But I got Monday through Friday's recap to do this hour. The next hour, I got a bunch of news that I refuse to use. How do you like that? If you find our productions valuable, donate today at libertyroundtable.com. Would you please? I'm Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
All right, live and ready for radio. How about you? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Liberty Roundtable Live, and this is a recap of the news the networks refused to use. We've covered all week long. Last Monday, we had our guest on, Mr. Scott Bradley, to preserve the nation as his homeschool curriculum. It's incredible. And it's not just for homeschoolers. My mom, when she was alive, she loved Scott Bradley's commentary and education on the Constitution. By the way, did you know, in the proper role of government, did you know that Scott Bradley does webinars once a week as well? You want to learn more and check those out. Video, questions, Q&A, a double down on the constitutional proper role of limited government, the principles that make America great. I mean, just great stuff. FreedomsRisingSun.com to learn more. Anyway, Scott Bradley was with us first hour on Monday. And we talked about our buddy David Knight, who works for Alex Jones, has suffered a heart attack. And he was undergoing surgery. Our prayers are with David Knight. I'd sure like to follow up and get an update on that. Our prayers are with you, David, my brother. David Knight doing a great job. He's a very level-headed, classy reporter, if you ask my humble opinion. Just a great guy. We talked about a partial list of victories that Liberty Council Action Lobby highlighted this year about pro-life and the sanctity of life. It was incredible. We talked about more than 80 constitutionalist judges have been confirmed across the country behind the scenes. You don't know Donald's done that, do you? The mainstream press doesn't let you know, but he's done a phenomenal job on that. You know, I could debate every judge and claim they're not as constitutionalist as I would like them to be or constitutionally minded. But you know what? They're way better than the alternative, folks. I'll tell you that right now. And that's one of the things we do on this program is when we have incremental gains, we celebrate them. Are they enough? No. Do we need to work harder? Yes. But we're not going to be stuck on stupid and never, ever give credit. We're going to celebrate the wins that we get. We're going to be real about it, okay? And we're not going to attack people. We're going to talk about principle and who's right and who's wrong based on principle to the best of our ability every time. States can defund abortion providers. That's phenomenal news, right? That happened this year. Medical personnel who have religious or moral exemptions from abortions or other actions based on their faith, they're not forced to do those things anymore. Isn't that wonderful liberty, folks? Churches, companies, and affiliated hospitals have the freedom to not provide. You heard me, not provide abortions. Assisted suicide, transgender surgeries, etc., etc. That's phenomenal news. State governments cannot, I repeat, cannot discriminate against individuals or organizations who do not provide for and or refer, recommend for abortions, if you will. That's great news, right? Abortion insurance must be collected separately from taxpayer-funded insurance premiums. Now you could say, Sam, that's just a game. They're putting all the money in the same kitty anyway. I get it. I understand. And it's sad they're doing that. But it is good that we're separating this because it is setting the stage for greater action in the future. Understand that. Family planning funding is separated from groups that refer to and or provide for abortion services. Yeah, these organizations have 1 year left to separate their locations even. Now you could say, again, this is just a big game playing thing. Yeah, but it makes it more expensive, and it makes it harder for them to commingle funds. Is it perfect? No. But are they incredible steps in the right direction? Without a doubt, don't you hesitate to believe it. We also talked about the continuation of the Hyde Amendment / Mexico City policy, ending taxpayer-funded abortions around the world and defunding the UN Population Fund that pushes abortions worldwide. See, that's phenomenal news. What did the mainstream press tell you about all those gains, folks? I didn't think so. We got to celebrate them. We got to talk about them. We got to bring them to the table. News the networks refuse to use. We talked about that a week ago Monday. Just think how relevant it is this second to celebrate our wins, our gains, our successes. Doesn't it give you courage and hope for the future, folks? I know things are difficult. I get that we live in perilous times. I understand it. I also understand how good things are. If you get the real truth, the whole picture, you step back a little bit and see the whole horizon, not just part of it. You know, you take off those tunnel vision shades and pretty soon you're not as discouraged. You're not as frustrated. You're not as disappointed. You say, I know there's setbacks. I understand. But I'm also grateful for all that's being done and I want to help do more. Think about that attitude and that hope and that vision and that future, folks. All right. Second hour where we had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, CSPOA.org, was with us in the Freedom Coalition. And we talked about There's No Liberty with Innocence in Prison, a project there, thefreedomcoalition.com, if you want to learn more about what we're doing there. We talked about Jerome Corsi and Larry Klayman, Sue Mueller. And I guess they had a hearing before Judge Leon on the 3rd, which was, Thursday? And they had a setback. They were hoping the Honorable Judge Leon would take their case. He refused. He said that would, you know, be a problem. And it's going to be an auto-assigned judge, which is a big setback in the case, folks. Time will tell what happens there, but they got a big setback. Not because they're losing the case, but because the random judge means you could get some liberal Obama holdover that's just disaster. Time will tell what happens with that. We'll keep an eye on the ball for you on that, and we'll check in with Larry Klayman and crew as soon as possible. California sheriff slams sanctuary cities. Illegal immigration after seven more individuals are arrested in the cop slaying that took place. What a sad tale to tell. Highlighting the importance of what Donald's talking about. Look, there's a lot of good people that want to come to America. Let's find the safe legal way for them to do so, folks. I'm all for that. But let's reject illegality at every turn, shall we? Let's call a spade a spade. Criminals need to be stopped, okay? How do we reward the good guys and shut down the bad guys? Well, we've provided many a solutions on this. It turns out the Democrats are claiming they have enough GOP votes to block the border wall. So far, hey, that's been true. Donald's stuck, can't get it done. John Kelly is going against the president on his exit, if you will. He says, hey, Trump's border barrier, not even a wall. Kelly claims administration long ago gave up on the wall. Donald says that's a lie. Now you got to debate what a wall is. Is it only cement like Donald promised, or could it be steel and slats? And you know what? I think that it's a moving target, sad to say. But I also think national security is critical, and a wall and or barriers and or steel and or cement. I don't care what materials we use. I mean, as far as I understood, we are looking at different prototypes for the wall anyway. Some are saying we need kind of a see-through section of the wall where you can see what's happening on the other side. And others say it doesn't matter. Steel's fine, but we got to have roads behind it. You know what? All those are good ideas. I would defer to my buddy Stuart Rhodes with Oath Keepers, who literally was doing reconnaissance on the border while he was on the radio with us. That's where I would look for solutions. That's where I would look for experience and understanding. These vets that are on volunteer with the Oath Keepers just have a tremendous handle, eyes and boots on the ground, knowing what's really going on. And I'm just telling you right now, I'm not going to debate about the wall details. I'm just going to say we do need national security and we do need to stop criminals. That is for sure. Donald Trump's biggest wins and losses of 2018. We broke that down in detail. And sadly, you know, there's a lot of wins behind the scenes, but there's not a lot of public wins you can point to, are there? But I'm telling you right now, as far from perfect as Donald is, he's done more for the stability and safety and protection and constitutionality of America than any president in my lifetime, including Ronald Reagan, folks. Make no mistake about that truth. All right, we talked about a Texan who used a gun to save his wife from two armed robbers, says the sheriff. Phenomenal news. Good guys with guns are great. Just look at the, you know, protection that went on. Hey, that's a, you know, hurt my wife, not. Device, isn't it? Just good news. And the sheriff was delighted, and we're delighted, and the wife and the family are delighted. And hey, man, the thugs, the robbers, they got stopped. Thank the heavens. Brazil's president-elect doing a good job. He plans to create wider gun ownership. Now, I don't really believe government should be creating ownership of guns, but I do believe government should support the unalienable right of self-defense. Guns, as the founding fathers understood in the Second Amendment, critically part of that, without a doubt. We talked about Donald Trump orders a pay freeze for federal civilian staff. That's according to the New York Times. Again, that's great news. You say, wait a minute, Sam, why do you want to hold the civilian staff hostage? What'd they do? Look, I just want a pay freeze until we can look into the constitutionality of some of these government employees. And I want to literally compare wages and make sure they're not being overpaid. And some of them might be underpaid, and we need to take care of that disparity as well. But I want to be very careful that we say, look, is it a constitutional purpose of government? Is it a delegated authority and responsibility? If it is, and it's constitutional, then let's fund it. If it's not, then I never want to fund it. And if you say, well, Sam, people's jobs are on the line, my response is the private sector can handle those jobs just fine. We'll never, ever better the country by doubling down and backing unconstitutionality. The only way forward is to obey the supreme law of the land, to trust in God, and to let the free market work by getting regulation out of the way. The government should honor contracts and create a level playing field and then step aside and let the economy rock and roll, baby. You want solutions? There they are. Quick pause, more breakdown and news the networks refuse to use in seconds. I'm Sam Bushman.
Pursuing liberty. Using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
We are live and we are telling the tale of liberty every day except for the Sabbath on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. LibertyRoundtable.com. If you can't catch it live, check it out on demand. It's always at your fingertips free. All right, so we're doing the recap, the hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, weekend recap, as we always do every weekend. We're up to Wednesday, folks. And on Wednesday, we talked about Judge Richard J. Leon denies the Department of Justice's request to delay the Corsi hearing. They wanted to shut it down due to the government shutdown or delay it and stuff. The judge said, we're not delaying it. So that was great news. We talked about abortion, the leading cause of death in 2018 worldwide, with 41 million murdered in a single year. Oh, heavens, my fellow Americans, I'm sure the Lord is absolutely livid with us over the murdering of his children. Our prayers are that we could reverse the pro-choice lie, the pro-death agenda. I pray we can reverse it. But, you know, they tell you that heart attacks and stuff like that's the leading cause of death. They leave out abortion. Abortion by far and away the leading cause of death, not only in America, but worldwide, sad to say. We talked about here's why gas prices are falling and why drivers should not get too used to low gas prices. So there you have that. We talked about the, quote, Chosen. The Chosen TV series is a Christian TV series based on the life of Jesus Christ, and it's the number one most crowdfunded film project ever. Did you know that? Jeannie Law writes the piece for a group called the Christian Post. You probably never heard of them. But anyway, they're telling you about this. It's just tremendous news that the people want the stories of Jesus, and they're willing to crowdfund them big time. I think it's great news. Did you know that? They want you to believe nobody's Christian anymore, but it's a lie. There's a lot of good Christians doing phenomenal work. This is positive proof evidence, huh? We talked about another big nation moving their embassy to Jerusalem. That's an interesting twist of events, huh? People are starting to be brought to their homelands, ladies and gentlemen. This is the great gathering of the Lord's people, is it not? Returning people to their homelands and starting to find the lost tribes. I mean, just good stuff, huh? The great gathering of the tribes of Israel is underway. Write it down. Remember who warned you, told you, educated you about it, huh? We talked about the predictions for 2019. Our buddy Ellen Ratner, she's a very liberal person, but she's a really nice person. I know her personally, and I'm telling you right now, we disagree on political things big time. But you know what? We're friends because she's a great person. She really is. She cares about others. I'm just telling you right now, she's a true liberal in many ways. I disagree with her life's choices on morality and everything else. But nevertheless, I bring it up because she had predictions. It's really not necessarily a prediction, but a hope list for 2019 for her liberal cause and agenda. Well, I gave my contrast to that. Sam provided expectations and thoughts for 2019. Sadly, as we continue as a nation to turn our back on God, I'm telling you that I think things are going to go very badly, very violently, very hostily in our country. The divide will get greater. The hostility and the danger around the world will increase, sadly. And the reason why is not for any reason, but we're turning our back on God. Not only as Americans, but worldwide, we're having less belief in God and less understanding of God and turning to God. And I'm telling you, when we put God aside, it does not go well for people that do that. The answer, to return to God's laws. The answer to keep his commandments. The answer to humbly ask him to protect us and then to do what he asks us to do. There is no better way. Okay, I know you say, Sam, that's just too simple, but there is no better way. After we appeal to God for protection and guidance and then be willing to do what he asks us to do, keep his commandments, if you will, the next thing that we can do to make a big difference is to build our own institutions. I talked about that in detail. In other words, don't go to Google and Facebook. They're your enemy. Okay, they're stealing your information. They're betraying you. And they're blocking any conservative content that they can find. Why don't we build our own organizations, build our own homeschools, private schools, build our own institutions and websites. And you can say, well, Sam, that's a tall order. I know, but I've done it. Liberty News Radio I built it with my own two hands. A couple of buddies helped me and I'm grateful for their help. It was my money and the money of a good few supporters that have made it all happen. All right. But we're just a tiny speck. It's almost like that play, we're a speck of dust, right? But you know what? We're making a difference way more than you could possibly imagine. I hear from around the world every day. And people are delighted with our positive outlook, delighted with the promotion of God, family, and country, delighted to be reminded of what's important, delighted for a clarion call for civility and peace and stability. And people just love the teaching people correct principles. And then, look, I'm not here to attack anybody, but I am here to reject wrong-headed beliefs, and I'm here to promote things that are of a saving grace, if you will. We need to build our own institutions, our own media outlets. We need to have constitutional Christian law firms and churches, and the people need to stand up in the pulpit and testify of Christ and teach people to live right and work together and a clarion call for civility. We got to do all this, folks. We cannot wilt or shrivel. We've got to stand boldly, nobly, independently, and we've got to stand up for our people and our beliefs and our cause. Who are our people, by the way? We're the children of God, ladies and gentlemen. We're the children of liberty, if you will. All right, Ron Paul says, I'm worried that you and I could be staring straight at a big government disaster. Major fights over gun control. Major tax and spending increases. Government spying, so-called single-payer medicine plans. What? immigration reform, complete with a national ID or database. Okay, these are all things that are coming, folks. We got to fight against them. Ron Paul's spot on this. Who will hold Mitt Romney to account in Utah? I'm disappointed in Mitt. He attacked Donald Trump needlessly. It was a very, very foolish move. I don't want to be at odds with Donald. I don't want to be at odds with Romney. Romney and Donald, I hope you learn from Liberty Roundtable Live and judge discussions on principle. If it's something right, then back it. If it's something wrong, then reject it and explain why you're against it. Hey, I'm for this because of these reasons. I'm against this because of these reasons. Deal with principles. Don't attack people. All right? If it's God, family, and country, then you love it. If it protects life, liberty, and property, then you love it. If it obeys the supreme law of the land and God's laws, the Constitution and God's laws, you love it. If it doesn't back those things and those principles, you don't like it. It's very simple stuff, folks. All right, we talked about it. U.S. county was forced to pay cash, to pay up. Why? Because they censored, quote, anti-Muslim ads. Now, are they really anti-Muslim ads, or are they ads saying we're concerned about Muslims' way of life and belief? The Muslims have some wrong-headed ideas, and they're trying to codify it into our law. That is a serious problem. But look, the Muslim believer isn't your enemy. Most of those are good people. There are people that have commandeered religions. I mean, look, there's been more killing in the name of Christianity and other religions and in the name of government than any other causes of killing in the history of the world. It's all wrong, folks. Pro-life is good. Pro-death is bad. Peace is good. War is bad, right? Now, I get that you got to defend yourself sometimes. That's fine. But it's the purposes for war that are at heart now. Is it to defend God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property? Then it might be, if the law is followed and engaging, justified. But it would be a rarity. All right? Genius is what they say. Sheriff got hammered over a, quote, shooting back policy. Joe Kovacs for WorldNet Daily writes the piece. You know what? This sheriff says we need to shoot back on the border and other places. And now they're mocking the sheriff. I think the sheriff's right. Look, man, you've got to double down in the defense of the American people. And you got to stop criminals. All right, we talked about 10 Christian lovemaking songs for couples. And it's an article for the Christian Post. And what they really mean is these songs promote marriage. They don't promote illicit sex and involvement. They actually promote one man, one woman marriage. And they promote the love and the stability and the forgiveness and the sacrifice and all that it takes to have real marriages and real relationships. Just tremendous songs. We talked about that. We also talked about this evangelical NFL tight end. His name is Benjamin Watson. He's a great guy. And he retired because he wants to focus on his family. What a, you know, pretty good. You hear politicians say that oftentimes, and it's hard to believe if it's true. In this case, Benjamin Watson is for real. We've watched this guy and tracked him for years. Great guy, doing a great thing. Has children, wants to get back to his wife and children. Feels like he's made enough money. Good for him. We also talked about new concerns are coming out. Concerns over vaccine autism links. Government has official denials, but the allegations and concerns continuing to surface and persist. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds, folks. I'm Sam Bushman.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled NEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, we're continuing the recap, ladies and gentlemen, of the week in review. Liberty Roundtable Live, News the Networks Refuse to Use feature every weekend. Local media ignores immigration status of convicted killer. That's right. Illegal alien with Mexican gang ties arrested in murder of California cop. Where's the mainstream press? Donald's been saying there's criminals amongst them. There's rapists and plunderers and murderers, and we got to stop them. The mainstream press just snickers and laughs and goes, ah, Donald's goofy. He thinks everybody's a rapist. Everybody's a murderer. No, he doesn't. He just knows full well that those elements are in with the good guys trying to have freedom. And you can't, on the altar of freedom, ignore our responsibility for national security. You can't do it. Donald's right. Principles right, and what a sad tale to tell. The media negligent, and they're derelict in their duties, to say the least. Elizabeth Warren launching a, quote, exploratory committee. She's probably going to run for president in 2020. They're saying she's even starting a campaign in Iowa. So there you have that. All right, Thursday's broadcast. We talked about the sheriff. He says, you know what, a customer shot two armed suspects and foiled a Christmas Day robbery. See, that's phenomenal news. It's not good news that the criminals got shot. Okay, that's sad. Don't be criminals and you won't get shot should be the message. But a good guy with a gun stopped a business from being robbed. I mean, that's a Christmas present for the business, isn't it? And a customer, a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy. It's good news. That's what the Second Amendment's about. It is the codified, God-given, unalienable right of self-defense, folks, documented in our supreme law. Isn't it great? And I hope the message travels far and wide. Criminals, do not rob stores. You might just get shot. Don't do that anymore. It's wrong, it's wicked, and we got to stop you. All right, we talked about Ohio lawmakers are doing a great job, too. They overrode John Kasich, the governor there. He put a gun bill veto in place, and there was enough support by their legislative group over there to say, you know what, enough of that, we're going to override. It was great news. All right, that's a Second Amendment stance that I love. It's constitutional. See, remember, it's always based on principle. Hey, is it right that we back the Second Amendment? Absolutely. It's the supreme law of the land. Thank you very much. I don't care how you feel about guns. It's the law. Sadly, though, in Washington State, the governor there unconstitutionally banned the sale of what they call semi-automatic rifles to anyone under 21. What a shame in Washington. It's a sad day for liberty over that one. We had our guest on, Mr. Brian Rust, RustQuittingGift.com, talking about constitutional currency, honest money report. And we said gold is real money, timeless insurance, nature's currency. That's right. We talked about Peter Schiff in the news, a well-known economist. He says the bubble has popped and the economy is next. I understand his point. Ultimately, he'll be right if we continue to back and support dishonest money. It will not go well for us. You go study history, and every country that embraces dishonest fake money, fiat currency, goes south. It's a matter of not if, it's a matter of when. The problem is when people start to kind of try to peg timing, I've learned a long time ago that isn't wise. You just get egg on your face. Right now, they don't want the economy to tank. If you don't believe me, how come the stock market just went up 700 points yesterday then, huh? Because the plunge protection team and government does not want the economy to tank yet. They're not ready for it. So they're controlling the economy, that's for sure. But I'm very careful, Peter Schiff, about the timing. Be careful too, my friend, because you'll get egg on your face if you're not careful. We talked about an article that talked about when silver was more precious than gold, and they talk about a little bit after Jesus' time. They think they know, you know, historically what... they don't have a clue, folks. Come on now. We talked about Chinese scientists have been able to turn copper into new material extremely similar to gold and silver, they claim. That's an interesting thing. And if they're doing it because they want to use that property, in, like silver is a lot of times used in computers and technology and stuff. If their goal is pure to do that, then wonderful news. It's a lot less expensive. If their goal is to try to replace coinage and value with some dishonest, less valuable kind of commodity under the guise of pretending it's gold and silver, then shame on the Chinese scientists, huh? Oregon becomes the latest state to allow roadkill for food. It's just weird stuff, folks. But you know what? When people are hungry, when they're suffering in the economic downturn and such, then it's, you know, there you go. We talked about the penny plan is simple. Rand Paul characterized it as a litmus test for conservatives. Boy, howdy, is he right about that. You know, the penny plan says we're not going to have these increases, and then, you know, because we projected a certain increase, we're going to spend more than we spent before, but it's not as much as the projected increase, so it's a cut. That's a big old lie. It's fake news. What he wants to do is say, if you're going to spend the dollar, let's only spend 99 cents. Sadly, all of his colleagues, including the Republicans, rejected the penny plan from Rand Paul. And it's sad to say Rand is right on this, folks, right as could be. We talked about more retailers are banning cash. That's a sad tale. Pretty soon you won't be able to buy or sell without Google or some government slash fascist business entity at the helm, huh? A new law is even limiting cash transactions overseas. That's a sad tale to tell because it usually comes to a payment terminal or a theater near you, huh? We talked about a 500 euro note gets last bank run. They're not printing the 500 euro note anymore. Well, that's a sad tale to tell. Unless they're going back to gold and silver. We talked about billions of people a day have their personal private information stolen in 2018, according to USA Today. Billions of people. Everybody's getting hacked, ladies and gentlemen. That's a sad tale to tell. Rand Paul doing a great job, though. Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky steering Donald Trump towards an America first foreign policy, writes the Washington Post with chagrin. Well, I think that's right. Did you know that Rand Paul, Ron Paul, and me and many others have the same foreign policy George Washington, the greatest general on the face of the earth, had? That's right. Let's be clear about it. Right, then we had on our guest, Mr. Don Wiskin. He's the owner and spokesman for a group called HeartDrop.com. They have a 7-herb formula called Extendivite that's incredible. It helps with your heart. We heard about Don's personal story, returning to health. The world needs to know about his amazing recovery using garlic and cayenne drops. Just great stuff. 7-herb formula. Extendivite's the product. HeartDrop.com is the company. And Don says, don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Boy, is he right. Beloved pastor dies snowboarding. Poor guy had a heart attack. Too bad he didn't have Extendivite, huh? If modern medicine works so well, asks Don Wiskin, then why do over 50% of our population have some form of chronic health problem, huh? We must take more responsibility for our own health. That's great news. I agree with that. HeartDrop.com. And then we talked in the final story on Thursday. We talked about the Peach Bowl got slammed over Chick-fil-A sponsorship. I love Chick-fil-A, folks. They're closed on Sunday. They're a great Christian organization that stands up for Christian principles, and I'm grateful for them. They got some of the best customer service in the business, and they make more money than almost every other company in 6 days a week than these other companies do in seven. And I commend them for being closed on Sunday. All right, on Friday, you can't get married in Washington, D.C. right now because the government is shut down, but you can get divorced. That dichotomy or that sad, ironic situation telling me that, you know what, a lot of this government shutdown is a dishonest sham. What do you mean you can get divorced, but you can't get married? Well, that's just the way they set it up, folks. Vote fraud confirmed. California and Los Angeles County to remove 1.5, quote, inactive voters from their voter rolls. Judicial Watch took the government of California and Los Angeles to court and won. 1.5 million approximately voters have to be removed from the rolls. They're either dead or they moved. Well, the government of California is supposed to be cleaning this stuff up. They haven't done it for about 20 years, even though federal law demands it. It took Judicial Watch to sue to move the needle on this. It is positive proof, sad to say, of vote fraud. We talked about an ex-New York Times editor scorches the paper saying they do have Trump derangement syndrome. Wow, imagine an ex-New York Times editor saying that. A man who beat House GOP leader, now the dean of Liberty University. It's great news. We talked about an abortionist claiming that God performs more abortion than I do, says the abortionist. Well, again, it all depends on how you define terms. They're playing games with words. They're saying that miscarriages are abortions. I'm not here to judge God. I'm just here to say God's pro-life, and he's asked me to be pro-life, and that's where I stand. Michael Savage, sad to say, gets death threats, so he had to head to a secret location. Our prayers are with the talk show host, Michael Savage. We also talked about stolen secrets of 9/11. Yeah, the documents on this discovered secrets regarding 9/11 and the truth. I guess they're holding it for ransom, for money, some of these hackers. I just wish we had the truth, and I wish we weren't held hostage by money. We also talked to our guest on Friday, Mr. Richard Mack, freedomcoalition.com. And we talked about the Food and Drug Administration approves 6-in-1 new vaccine for children. Oh, boy. Well, I don't think they're safe and effective. That's my opinion, but there you go. Job growths explode higher, adding 312,000 jobs in December, far more than expected. And sadly, John Kasich doubled down and supported Mitt Romney's anti-Trump op-ed, said, quote, welcome to the fray. Well, I have a clarion call for civility. What about you? Previously deported illegal alien and a drug trafficker got charged with rape in the United States now, proving what Donald's been saying all along. Democrats introduced bill to eliminate the Electoral College. These people are off their rockers. We need to return to the checks and balances. Ann Coulter says, please, no more border security. She's just sick of the shenanigans going on. And every time we talk about it, we talk and do nothing, is her point. Brazil's president says hoodlums already have guns. It's time to level the playing field. Good for him. The Department of Homeland Security sadly releases 2,000 more adults and children illegally into the United States. What a sad tale to tell. Donald Trump will fold on border wall, says Ann Coulter. I pray she's wrong. End the shutdown. What's the hurry, writes son of Phyllis Schlafly, Andy Schlafly. I agree. Shut down unconstitutional government, and let's open constitutional government immediately. Donald Trump using American capitalism to help the poor, writes Star Parker. That's great news. Google blocks Gateway Pundit from search results. What a manipulation of Google. What a shame. What a dishonest. But let's build our own search engines, folks. Google removes ads from British populist news site, Politiclite. I don't know how you say that. Anyway, again, strange stuff as the Google continues to steal ad revenue from folks. We talked about a New York magazine saying that most internet traffic is fake. We talked about Germany sadly adopting a third gender identity. That's a shame. We talked about, sorry, sir, but you're not a ma'am. Interesting story from Michael Brown. We talked about child abuse climbs after Friday report cards comes out. That's a sad tale to tell, ladies and gentlemen. All I'm telling you is parents, help your children and love them. Don't abuse them. You have sacred responsibilities to the children that you procreated and brought to the earth. You have sacred responsibility for them. Please humble yourself before God. Repent and treat the most innocent among us with love and respect and a pro-life protection mentality. Will you please? That is a recap of an incredible, hard-hitting News the Networks Refuse to Use week's news. Next hour, I got a whole lot of fresh news for you, okay? Thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com is our website. We declare we the people. Along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. Will you get involved and help? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.